Southwark News, Thursday, August 7th, 2014. Speeding skip lorry driver who killed boy, 5, escapes jail. A speeding skip lorry driver who ran over and killed a 5-year-old boy after he slipped from his mother's hand escaped a jail term when he was sentenced last week. Lee Catton, 48, was found guilty of dangerous driving after he was found to be going at 42 miles per hour in a 30 mph zone when he hit little Hichami Buadini, dragging him under the wheels of his truck on October the 3rd, 2012. Hichami had been walking with his mother and older sister when he ran into St George's Road near the Elephant and Castle roundabout after slipping from his mum's clutches. Catton of Rotherhithe Street was found not guilty of causing death by dangerous driving and given a 12-month suspended sentence, 200 hours unpaid work, and an 18-month disqualification from driving. Catton told police after the tragic incident that he had suddenly become aware of a figure running into the path of his lorry from the left, adding, "By the time I saw him, it was too late." Hichami's parents, Hamid and Dalila, have since moved from where they lived, next to where the accident happened, to try and escape the painful memory of when little Hichami's body had to be covered with a coat to protect the children from a nearby school looking on. Judge Michael Topolsky, QC, said they had also decided not to attend Catton's trial, saying they simply could not bear it. They just want to try and get on with their lives and not be here reliving it every day. A group of mums concerned with the safety of roads for children set up the SE1 Safer Roads campaign in the wake of Hichami's death and are still petitioning Transport for London, TfL, to do more to reduce traffic speeds on the road. A new borough-wide 20 mph speed limit will not affect St George's Road, which is owned by TfL.